The candidates move on now to next week's Super Tuesday races. Yesterday, Senator Barack Obama was in Kansas, where he had a kind of homecoming. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Barack Obama is often described as the first African-American to have a real chance at winning the presidency, and his race has at times been a focal point of his candidacy. Obama's father was from Kenya. His mother, who was white, was from Kansas. And yesterday, in the Kansas town of El Dorado, outside Wichita, he painted a much more complex picture of his background.
It's a story that began here, in El Dorado, when a young man fell in love with a young woman who grew up down the road in Augusta.
That's his grandfather and grandmother he's talking about. Speaking in a packed gymnasium at a local community college, Senator Obama looked back to the 1930s when hard times forced his grandfather, Stanley Dunham, and his bride to scramble to make ends meet. Then came World War II.
He enlisted in Patton's army after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. She gave birth to their daughter when he left for war. In a time of great uncertainty and great anxiety, my grandparents held on to a simple dream that they could raise my mother in a land of boundless opportunity.
In remarks that were different from his usual campaign stump speech, Senator Obama traced his family tree. He told how his mother fell in love with a man from Kenya, and he spoke of how that man left when Obama was just 2 years old. He talked of how his mother struggled with poverty and of how he and his sister were still able to get a good education.
So our family's story, it's a story that spans miles and generations. It spans races and realities.
And it's one that spans the racial divide.
This country is more than a collection of red states and blue states, because my story could only happen in the United States of America.
On his plane heading to Kansas, Obama told reporters some of his cousins would be attending the rally, joking that we probably wouldn't think they were his cousins if we spotted them in a crowd. Sure enough, at the event, he made an introduction.
And I've got another relative here at the McCurry. Where'd she go? There she is.
A 72-year-old white woman stood up in the audience not far from the stage, Margaret McCurry Wolf.
His grandmother is my first cousin. And we lived in Wichita, and his grandma grew up in Augusta, so we spent a lot of time on holidays and picnics with his grandma.
Wolf says she first heard of Barack Obama about 4 years ago and got a huge surprise one day while watching him on TV. Obama was being interviewed about his new book and began talking about his maternal grandmother.
I looked at my husband, I just started shivering. I said, that's Stanley Ann's son. I said, he is my cousin.
Now, Kansas is a state with just a small minority population. It's also a state that's been solid Republican in presidential elections for a long time. When asked what she thinks Senator Obama's chances are, Wolf predicts victories in the caucuses in Kansas next week and nationally in November. Smiling widely, she says, quote, he's got lots of cousins working for him. Don Gagne, NPR News.